It's not only Syria, because it will start in Syria.
You'll do anything to prevent the region from having another crazy war.
Yes.
That interview was Sunday. Assad, at that moment, as you saw, would not confirm or deny the existence of chemical weapons. But in the last 24 hours, Syria has confirmed that it has chemical weapons, and it has pledged to put them under international control. We got more detail on that today from Damascus with the Syrian foreign minister, who made a speech on television. Our Elizabeth Palmer is in Damascus tonight, and she was there to listen to the speech. Liz, what were some of the details?
Well, Mr. Marlin was pretty categorical. He said that Syria wanted to or would stop making chemical weapons, stop possessing them, and would also hand over the existing stocks into international hands. And he mentioned Russia, other countries, and the United Nations. Now, I asked an opposition politician, do you believe it? And he said, look, the Syrian government's been lying to us for years, but we do believe the Russians are serious, and certainly Russia's reputation.